Let's get to our guest, Fan Chuk Wan, who's Asia CIO at HSBC Global Private Banking and Wealth. Ms. Fan, thanks very much for joining us here and in our studios. That's always great. Boy, I need to lay out sort of a complicated big picture question for you. We're sort of living through with what we see in China property, the crisis there. What happens when you overstimulate? I think it was 10% of GDP that China rolled out in during the GFC. And in a sense, we're seeing a little bit of that setting in the United States. This is a mess that the Fed is trying to clean up now with inflation running this hot. So here we are, what, 14 years later than what happened in the GFC in China and still suffering. Is the U.S. going to go through that, 14 years of maybe too much easy money?
Yeah, I think this is the number one question mark in investors' mind, given the policy tightening, including the quantitative tightening that has been happening. And I think this will underpin market volatility to stay. But I would see this as a necessary policy normalization. And I think that the key challenge for the Fed is to restore credibility in taming inflation. So I think at the upcoming Jackson Hole, we will likely see a strong reiteration by Chair Powell that the central bank would be fully committed to continue with the policy tightening in order to fight inflation. And this would actually bring a investor repositioning momentums to persist in the coming months. But talking about the comparison of the U.S. Debt problem as compared with the situation during the global financial crisis in year 2008, I think we have already seen quite substantial cleanup in the balance sheet of financial institutions. So we actually see a limited systemic risk in the U.S. system. So even with the growth slowdown in the U.S. economy that have caused big concern in the market, we actually see the risk of a full-fledged U.S. recession still remain limited because we still have quite a strong labor market. U.S. consumer spending outlook still remain relatively resilient.
I think we're almost out of time, but just very quickly, you think that inflation perhaps may have peaked?
I think headline inflation in the U.S. Seems to have peaked as reflected by the July U.S. headline CPI number. But now the key challenge is core inflation because we continue to see a sharp increase in rents and wage growth continue to stay strong.
Let's talk more about what we're seeing from authorities in China to really try to stimulate the economy and whether it's enough when you see economic data suggesting that perhaps policies aren't feeding through yet.
Yeah, I think the latest PBOC rate cut together with the liquidity support and special loans for the property developers is a positive and essential move. But this is actually long awaited and much necessary because the latest July China high-frequency data and the credit data showed quite a substantial deceleration in growth momentum in the property sector downturn continue to persist, and this has spillover effect to the broader construction-related sector. So we expect there would be further monetary easing actions from the PBOC, including the expected reserve requirement ratio cut in the coming months. There could be further policy rate cut. But now, I think that the key challenge for the property sector is not just the cost of funding. So after the mortgage rate cut earlier this year, we haven't seen any material stabilization in the property sector, mainly because of confidence issue. So I think
let me ask you, I mean, given that, would you not consider investing there? And would you look for other areas? I know that you say you like quality structural winners that are being driven by government policy. So those two areas.
Thank you. We stay neutral on China equities and remain cautious on China property stock and property high yield bonds. So we want to see further decisive policy stimulus action in order to stabilize the confidence of the home buyers. So at least I think the government need to come up with a resolutions to address the mortgage boycott issues. And this is related to the problem of the unfinished property unit. So here we get these special loans facilities to help developers at least to complete those store projects. On the other hand, I think given the size and diversity in the Chinese economy, we still managed to identify attractive investment opportunities after the market underperformed the regional and global benchmark on year-to-date basis. So we continue to position in the investment-led recovery winners, particularly related to investment in infrastructure, including green and digital infrastructure plays. And there have been a continuous strong policy support for the green transformation. And this has been reflected in the positive growth data in the infrastructure-related investment.
Chuck Wan, why do you like Taiwan, Korea, and Indonesia?
Currently, we actually stay neutral on Indonesia, Taiwan, and Singapore. And our most preferred equity market in Asia are actually Hong Kong, local Hong Kong equities, and Thailand. As we think the reopening trend in both economy will continue to support performance in both stock market. And for Taiwan, I think the key challenge is the significant slowdown in the semiconductor sector coupled with the geopolitical uncertainty. So we'll likely see heightened volatility in the Taiwan equity market mainly because of the growth uncertainty, especially related to the semicon cycle slowdown.
All right, Chuck Wan, thank you so much for your time. Chuck Wan Fan is Asia CIO at HSBC Global Private Banking and Wealth, joining us in our Hong Kong studio.